The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Elizabeth, Zachariah, and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's readings remind us that Jesus is reborn every day in ordinary people living ordinary lives who are willing to respond to God's call and the openness to do God's will. Christmas should inspire us to carry out God's word as Mary and Jesus did in perfect obedience to his will, in cheerful kindness and unselfish generosity. In the first reading, the prophet Micah gives assurance to the Jews that God is faithful to his promises and that from the unimportant village of Bethlehem he will send them the long-expected ruler. The second reading, taken from Paul's letter to Hebrews, reminds us to be thankful to Jesus Christ, who offered the perfect sacrifice of obedience that liberated us from sin. In the Gospel, St. Luke tells us how two seemingly insignificant women met to celebrate the kindness and fidelity of God. It shows us how sensitive Mary was to the needs of Elizabeth, her older cousin, who had miraculously become pregnant in her old age. For Luke, discipleship consists in listening to God's word and then carrying it out, and Mary does both to become the most perfect disciple. We need to carry Jesus to others as Mary did. We can make a real difference in the lives of others by carrying Jesus to them. However, we cannot give what we do not possess. If Jesus is not with us, we cannot share the presence of Jesus to others. Christmas is the ideal time for us to be filled with the Spirit of Christ, allowing his rebirth within us. Thus, he enables us to share his love, his mercy, kindness, and compassion with all whom we encounter by offering them humble and committed service, unconditional forgiveness, and loving care. Sharing Jesus with others is the best Christmas gift we can give. God wants each of us, like Mary, to carry to Jesus those around us, the Lord of life. We do send Christmas cards, flowers, or Christmas gifts, but to give the gift of oneself, a sacrificial love, however, is the greatest gift of all. Let us take the time, hopefully, to bring them closer to God, to visit others this Christmas to bring some inspiration into their lives and hopefully to bring them closer to God. Let us share with them the Spirit of God, the Spirit of consolation, of courage, of peace and joy, just as Mary did. Let us meaningfully celebrate this Christmas by visiting in a nursing home or a bedridden sick people to bring some inspiration into their lives and hopefully to bring them closer to God. We need to recognize the real presence of Emmanuel, Jesus, who is with us in the Holy Eucharist, in the Bible, in the sacrament, and in the praying community. The same Jesus who dwelt in the womb of Mary and who caused John to leap in Elizabeth's womb now dwells among us in our liturgy and in the Holy Eucharist. Let us convey Jesus to people around us by our acts of love, kindness, and forgiveness. Dear brothers and sisters, our church is ready to receive Jesus. The church is ready to receive, decorated by flowers, Christmas trees, and beautiful crib. I hope our heart too is ready to receive Jesus into our hearts. Let us prepare ourselves so that we'll enjoy the presence of Jesus in our heart.